USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another entry today into the Democratic field for the White House in 2020, as former Newark, New Jersey mayor, now U.S. Senator from New Jersey, Cory Booker announces, saying in a video posted online,
"We can build a country where no one is forgotten, no one is left behind, where we see the faces of our leaders on television and feel pride, not shame."
Special advisor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, who hails from New Jersey, says her question for Booker is,
"So what exactly have you accomplished that qualifies you to be the commander-in-chief?"
Before the report was released this morning, analysts expected the government jobs report would show 172,000 new ones created in January. Instead, the number came in at 304,000 new jobs. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump is pulling the United States out of a decades-old nuclear treaty with Russia. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo making the announcement earlier today. And in a statement, President Trump says, quote, "For far too long, Russia has violated the intermediate-range nuclear forces treaty with impunity." He argues Russia has been covertly developing and fielding a prohibited missile system.
"All I can tell you today is I will tell the truth."
That's former advisor to and continued ally of President Trump, Roger Stone, as he prepares to go back to court today in Washington for a status hearing.
"I don't possess any knowledge of any wrongdoing by the President of the United States."
Stone arrested earlier this month in connection with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe into Russian interference in the 2016 elections. He's pleaded not guilty to 7 counts of lying to Congress, obstruction of justice, and witness tampering. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Abortion really becoming a big issue in Virginia and Delaware over the past few days. Virginia lawmakers killing a bill in committee this week that would have loosened restrictions on third-term abortions, much like a new law in New York State's now doing. The bill's sponsor sparking a firestorm after saying the bill would allow women to have an abortion even while giving birth if a doctor was to say her mental health could be compromised without one. Meanwhile, in Delaware, lawmakers have introduced a bill in that state Senate that, if passed, would protect unborn children after 20 weeks into a pregnancy. Proponents of that bill say later-term abortions would only be allowed if there was a severe health risk to the mother. 3 Michigan men will remain in custody while they await trial for attempting to join ISIS. The 3 were arrested at the Gerald R. Ford International Airport last week as one of them was trying to fly overseas, allegedly to join the terrorist group. And Super Bowl weekend is dawning in Atlanta. Fans can still visit the Super Bowl experience at the Georgia World Congress Center today and tomorrow. There are concerts at Centennial Olympic Park today and tomorrow as part of the celebrations. And kickoff will be at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on Sunday between the L.A. Rams and the New England Patriots. And remember, whoever you root for, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.